Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thanks very much, Spike. Real great introduction once again, and welcome, friends, to the Exit Coach Radio Show, part of the ExitCoachRadio.com network. And I wanted to take a few minutes to thank all of our guests who were on with us yesterday. We had a fantastic show from the studio at OCTalkRadio.net. Always great information from our guests. We have interviewed over 275 advisors over the last 8 months, and you'll find all their content at exitcoachradio.com on our website. We have an index that's topic-specific, or you can search by an advisor's name if you're looking for someone in specific. You can listen to one-minute highlights and 20-minute interviews from a wide variety of advisors on a wide variety of topics. And now I'd like to introduce my first guest. She is joining us from Seattle, Washington. Mary Marshall is with Marshall Advisors LLC, which is a consultancy for small to mid-sized business entrepreneurs who want to grow. And Mary's had a long career as an advisor, mentor, and coach to entrepreneurs, helping them achieve their dreams. And the topic today is solving the entrepreneurial puzzle entitled Exit Strategy. And Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
It's my pleasure, Mary. I'm glad you could join us today. It's a beautiful day down here. I hope it is in Seattle.
Oh, we have 84 degrees up here, which we're loving.
I love the summers up there. They're fantastic. I couldn't handle the winter.
I know. I've been here all my life, so I don't know any better, right?
I'm originally a Florida boy, so when the sun went away for a few months, I didn't like it too much. But Mary, yeah. Tell us a little bit about tell our listeners a little bit about your background before we get into this topic. I'm fascinated to talk about solving the entrepreneurial puzzle and the exit strategy. But tell us a little bit about you and your background before we get into that.
Sure. Well, I have a pretty eclectic background, which includes working for entrepreneurs, being an entrepreneur, and now coaching entrepreneurs. I actually started out in the business brokerage business, and so I was involved with doing some mergers and acquisitions and really learned about small and mid-sized businesses at that time, and then went through a series of entrepreneurial businesses, eventually doing a turnaround and getting a 40% stake in one of the businesses. From that, I learned a whole lot of hard lessons, skinned my knees quite a bit, and had some successes, and then went on to become a coach and ran CEO groups for small to mid-sized businesses, and then eventually morphed into a consulting practice. And what I love about entrepreneurs is their spirit, and the possibilities are endless, the innovation, and there's just never a it can't be done. You know, it's that belief. And so that culminated in last year, this year actually in January, published my book, The Entrepreneurial Puzzle, which had a whole bunch of pieces that I think businesses need in order to be successful. And it's a lot of the pieces I saw that some of the entrepreneurial businesses were missing, the last chapter of which is the exit strategy, which, again, I think pertains to your listener base quite well, because it's all about, you know, what do you do when you're done doing what you're doing?
Well, it's like a big old movie theater. You can sit in any seat you like, but you have to go back through the exit when you're done, right? So,
exactly.
You know, and all that experience in running CEO groups gave you great perspective, I'm sure, in helping business owners. And, you know, you talk about exit planning and planning for entrepreneurs is like a puzzle, and I totally agree with that. What are some of the pieces that people need to put in place in their puzzle that you find are missing often?
Well, the first three puzzle pieces that I start out with are the values and culture and the role of the CEO. So we start out, you know, sort of with the vision. What is it that you're trying to do with your business? And so we very much ground that in puzzle piece number one, because if you don't have that vision clear, the exit is going to be completely muddy. So it's about having that, you know, bookend of the vision and then the exit strategy at the very end. And then culture has a huge piece to play in that business, because it's about the values of the business and hiring and running the business based on the values and the vision that you've created. So I spend a lot of time talking about that, which I see if the businesses don't really have that foundation, if it's been, hey, this is a good idea, let's get it started, they end up having so many missteps along the way that there's a lot of missed opportunities in there. And then the third chapter, which is the big one, on the role of the CEO, because the entrepreneurs don't often see themselves as the CEO, and they say, oh, well, you know, I'm just running my business. Well, no, everybody's mm-hmm. looking at you, and they're looking to see what you're doing, what you stand for, where we're going, and part of where we're going is potentially that exit down the road.
I think we're going to be talking a lot together, Mary. Each of those chapters is an interview unto itself. And especially, yes. You know, I've been noticing and talking with a lot of people. I've had just very recent meetings, as a matter of fact, with business owners that they don't understand how they need to transition from overtime president to part-time CEO and what value that is. They don't know what to do with themselves. Do you find that a lot of the time that they're just so if I'm not doing everything 100%, you know, all this work, a lot of it busy work, then I don't feel like I'm contributing to the company. Do you find that?
Oh, almost every CEO I've ever worked with has struggled with that. And the real issue is that if I'm not doing, I'm not valuable. However, it's a transition from doing to leading. And the leadership piece is so important for the small business CEO, that because they're now training a new set of leaders, and in order to do that, you have to lead by example. And so that's getting out of the day-to-day. What is it that only I can do that nobody else in the company can do? And for most of them, it's that leadership piece. And so you end up then mentoring and training. But for a lot of entrepreneurs who have been moving, you know, at 110 miles an hour for most of their career, that whole leadership thing is really too slow. They're uncomfortable with that, and it's sort of like you just have to sit there in the moment, because leaders will step up underneath you, and that's the real mentorship opportunity for those that are transitioning from the doing phase of things to the leading and getting work done through others.
Yeah, and a lot of the problem is rests right between the two ears of the leader himself, right? It's just it's that whole thing of if I'm not worn out and tired out at the end of the day, I didn't do a solid day's work. Now, there's also the other side of it, that is sometimes the second in command or the key employees, if they're not understanding what's happening, they see a leader who's not doing the work, and they start thinking, well, now I'm running the whole. Matter of fact, a lot of companies get started that way, because the key employee says, well, he doesn't really do anything anymore. I'm running this company, so I'll just go start my own company, right?
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I work with CEOs a lot on is the communication with their executive team, whatever that might look like, your second level management, three or four managers, or, you know, maybe it's just a couple of people. But you have to be very, very clear on communication with them, what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing, talking about it, making sure they're prepared. Because in the absence of knowledge, people make stuff up. I like to say that they belong to the, you know, MSU. They've all been students of MSU, make stuff up. And so the stories that they make up are never the ones that the owner or the entrepreneur has in mind. And then they go off and create a plan based on things that they've made up that are not necessarily true. And that's where I think businesses really get into trouble. And a lot of times the entrepreneurs are afraid to tell things to their employees. Well, if they know this, they're going to make this decision. And I always tell them, well, if they don't, they're going to make a different decision. So depending on what you want for your outcome, it's really important to have those communication channels open. Now, you can be really clear with them about that some of this information doesn't go below you, and then, you know, you teach them about confidentiality and what you say and how you say it. But they're often so afraid to share information with their team that they're looking to run the place when they're not there or when they're out, that they end up sabotaging themselves.
Now, how about this concept of now a business owner saying, it's time for me to think about my exit? And that is a very difficult for most people. First of all, when they hear the word exit, they think done and gone forever. And, of course, that's the ultimate goal. But it takes a long time, and there's a transitional time usually to get there, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so as people are starting to say and bring up that topic, you know, I won't be here forever. I'm starting to think about the future. Are they oftentimes very reluctant to share that with their key employees that they're thinking about their exit?
Well, they're very reluctant, and part of the reason of the reluctance is that they don't have the end thought out. You know, a lot of times the CEO entrepreneur doesn't know what they're going to do with themselves when they're done, and therefore they don't talk about it or just give little bits and pieces here and there, which essentially strikes fear into the hearts of the rest of the company, because it's like, well, what are we supposed to do? What is he going to do? Is he going to sell the company? Is he going to stay? You know, so there's all this uncertainty, and uncertainty causes fear amongst your staff. And so what I always coach them to do is be very, very clear. Okay, so here's what the end looks like. I'm going to sell the company, or I'm going to sell the company to the employees, or I'm going to go only work part-time. I'll be chairman. Here will be my area of responsibility, and this team will be responsible for this. This is what I expect. So it's about clarity in that conversation and what the reality is of what that CEO wants. And what I find so often is that they don't know what they want. They don't know what it looks like. So in order to talk about it to the rest of their staff is impossible. And so when they do, they often confuse matters, which is where things get really off the rails.
Right. Yeah. If they don't have a good, clear understanding of their outcome, first of all, then they'll put off exit planning a lot of time. And it's kind of like, it reminds me of the dad who's is taking his son or daughter out to drive, and the dad's in the passenger seat, but he keeps grabbing the wheel.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm going to let you drive.
Right.
I'm going to let you drive, but I'm going to keep grabbing the wheel. And the son or daughter gets a mixed messages like, well, I thought I was driving. Well, you were until I thought you shouldn't anymore.
Exactly. And a lot of the owners who move up into the chairman role do end up doing that. They keep grabbing the wheel. They just keep taking the wheel. And so what I like to talk to them about is, you know, be very, very clear about delegation. Because essentially when a chairman or an owner moves up, gives the responsibility of running the day-to-day to the executive team and steps out into the chairman role so that essentially he's chairman of the board and, you know, does whatever it is he's going to do, he has ceded responsibility for that. But he's got to be very clear on it and what exactly that looks like and who has the authority to do what. Because it's the ultimate delegation. And by and large, managers are not great at delegation. And so it's about setting the expectations. Here's what I expect to see. This is what I expect the financials to do. Here's what I want to see here. You know, here's where I would step back in if things go off the rails, you know, and being very, very clear about his or her expectations about what that looks like. And when it doesn't look like that, what will happen? And now everybody's really clear about that picture, and they know exactly what their marching orders. They have, you know, flexibility to do it however they want to do it, but they know that when the outcome is there or not there, this is what's going to happen.
So creating those clear kind of dashboard metrics, if you will, the key performance indicators, so everybody can see, we understand what's going to happen if these indicators go into the red zone, that there's going
exactly.
to be some repercussions, and you know, I will take over the wheel if that happens. And then by doing that, you've set up clear expectations for them to say, wait a minute, you said you'd only come grab the wheel if I was almost in the ditch.
Yes.
Not if I'm just hitting the bumps in the middle of the road, right?
Right, exactly. And
that's
what's really important is that transition period. So because it doesn't happen overnight, you know, you create the dashboards, create the KPIs and say, you know, here's what I'm looking for. These are the expectations I have for the company. And if everything goes okay, I'm going to be in this role for 5 years. You know, put a pin in it. Here's what it's going to look like. So everybody's very clear. And then the year or two that you have to transition from the entrepreneur doing to the entrepreneur really leading the board is sort of like college or your MBA. It's the training period where, you know, eventually you're going to take off the training wheels. So you really schedule that out. So when this happens, you know, then yes, you'll be in charge. When this happens, I'll give you this. And really map that transition process versus just, oh, I guess I've decided I'm not working anymore. And that puts employees into a big tizzy too. And often the performance of the company goes down as a result.
So exit planning, as you describe it, it sounds like the key element of it is this transition point from president, like we say, overtime president to part-time CEO. It's that a clear communication that a transition is going to take place, and here's how it's going to take place, and it's going to look a little different, but I'm not abandoning the ship. I'm just going to be up in the, you know, steering the ship a lot more, you know, up where the captain lives, right?
Exactly. And having that clarity makes the rest of the employees feel great because they know that, you know, somebody's in charge, dad's still there if things really go badly. But, you know, it gives an opportunity for the rest of the leaders in the organization to grow up. And it's also pretty important, too, to make sure that the, you know, transitioning CEO or president knows what the end looks like. So if this is the transition to halftime or chairman of the board, what's the ultimate goal? Is he going to sell to family? Is he going to sell to employees? Is he going to be available if there's a deal that comes along? Because that will be a question in people's minds. So the more he or she can think about that answer, and they don't have to have it right away, but, you know, at least so you can guide it in a certain direction, because depending on which of those outcomes is going to happen, different things and metrics need to be measured and worked on in the business.
Excellent points. You know, it's all the timing and the target. Of course, the third T is treasure. How much do you need to get out of this thing? But if we understand the timing and the target, you can really build a nice plan. Mary, what is the best timing that you tell a business owner if they say, well, here's what I want to do and I want to get out of the business? How much, you had the optimum time to work with me, how much time would you want, Mary?
Well, it would depend on the business first. But I'd say, you know, you need at least a year, because depending on what's been set up or not set up, and once I get in, sometimes I need a whole lot longer because there just isn't the second in command staff that's going to take over. But what I tell business owners when I start working with them, you know, coaching, just helping them grow their business, I make them declare at that point what the end is. Because everything we do from that point on has to do with getting them there. And I want them to be extremely clear on what that is. And then it's real easy to build that plan in between those two points. And it could be a year, 5 years, or 10 years. It doesn't matter, but we need to start thinking about it at any point in time in the business. It can't be the last-minute thought.
Yeah, great point. And the more time, the better, right? I mean, that's 3 years might be even more optimal. Or, you know, if you could tell somebody 10 years, then wow, you could do some amazing things, right?
Right, right. But a lot of it has to do with that they're just not aware of, you know, what the multiples are in their business, what their options are, and it takes a lot of time to think about that.
Well, and their market cycles too, right? So there's anything can happen with the market. So the key, what you're saying though, is get ready so you're ready for when the timing's right. It might be you are thinking about 3 years, but you get ready in one, and then the owner dies, or it might be that a buyer comes along and wants to pay top dollar for a well-run business, and now you are that business. So that's the point I think we're trying to get to is start getting your business ready for transition. No matter what might happen, you'll have the best options, the best outcome of that.
Absolutely. I really won't work with a business unless one of the things they agree to is working on that succession plan right away, because of what you mentioned is that they could die. You know, they could get hit by a bus tomorrow, and what would happen to the company? And I want to know, as a consultant, okay, what are your wishes? What do you want to do? Let's make sure that we have that in line. Then once we get that in line, then we can work on the longer-term plan of what that looks like. Because so often I have seen is that when that event happens, whatever that event is, if it's a tragic accident or a perfect buyer comes along, sometimes it's like a deer in the headlights. They just flat out don't know what to do because they haven't thought about it.
Excellent. You know, great, insightful, clear comments and a lot of fun talking with you, Mary. Now, your book, Solving the Entrepreneurial Puzzle, is available on Amazon, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And it's the 10 pieces every business needs to succeed. So, listeners, what I want you to do is get on the computer right now, go to Amazon, and look it up, Solving the Entrepreneurial Puzzle, the 10 Pieces Every Business Needs to Succeed by Mary Marshall. And, Mary, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
So they can go to my website. It's mary-marshall.com, and they can email me through the website or just at mary@mary-marshall.com, and I'm happy to answer any questions. I've got, you know, tons of blogs up on the a website, and there's all sorts of information for entrepreneurs that's, you know, free for them to have.
Well, real pleasure to talk with you today. Thanks very much for taking the time, and I hope we'll get a chance to talk again soon and get deeper into some of your other chapters, because it sounds like a fascinating book and a great resource for our listeners. So thank you very much.
Great. My pleasure to be here, Bill, and thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with another guest, so please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.